This lecture is brought to you by Knox Theological Seminary on iTunes U. Knox is a seminary in the tradition of the Reformation that exists to educate men and women to declare and demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our prayer is that this teaching will be beneficial in your Christian life and ministry.
Look at verse 2 then for why we're here in redemption. Through the praises of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. We have to go a bit slowly here, for this is the solution of our dilemma. Now, when it says through the praise, actually the Hebrew has here the lips. But when you're dealing with nursing children, that could be greatly understood. So the NIV translators interpreted the metonym, the figure of speech, because the lips speak of petition and praise. So that's why they translated it praise. You could also put in there petition. It's the Psalms. Out of the petitions and praises. And when he says little children and nurslings, he means the weakest and most insignificant. It is the weakness of man, totally dependent. It speaks of the humility of God's people. They are no more than little children with no strength. And then, ironically, that out of their petitions and praises, you've laid a foundation, you've laid a foundation of, and then it's a strength. Well, you can't lay a foundation of an abstract noun. It has to be a figure of speech. And that's why they translated bulwark, or other translations have a stronghold. But their petitions and praises have established a stronghold in order to destroy the wicked. The eliminate the foe and the avenger. So how do we eliminate the foe and the avenger? Not with the sword, but with petition and praises. And that's why it's the connection between the glory of God's name and human dignity crowned with glory and honor. I mean, God's name is majestic, but the rest of the psalm praises humanity. Well, the reason is that humans, to achieve their meaning, do it through dependence upon God. And they look to God. And they bring everything under their dominion, only now it's to their good, and it doesn't boomerang against them. And this is the solution. But it can only come through the petitions and praises, and today through dependence on Jesus Christ and his way of life, of love. And that's why he says at the next stanza, when he says, what are mere mortals? And the Hebrew word that we translated mortals, the Hebrew word is enosh. There's four words for humankind in Hebrew. Gibor is a mighty man. Adam means humankind, and so forth. This is the word enosh, the name Enoch, enosh, Seth's son. It means weakness. It is humanity. It is weakness. What is enosh? That you are mindful of him. That is, mindful zakar means you've made a commitment to him, and you made a commitment to him that he should rule, and you didn't walk away from him. That's what he means. And when it says that human beings, that you care for them, the old King James says visit, but it doesn't mean just to visit. It means to take care of the person, to visit the person, to take care of the person, pakad. And so, therefore, humans petition and praise, and God stoops down in the second stanza to visit them, to take care of them. And what happens then? You've made them a little lower than heavenly beings and crown them with glory and honor. And now notice, they rule over the works of your hands, put everything under their feet, and then both the domestic and the wild, which is symbolic, all flocks and herds, but also the wild animals. They're all under his feet. And when it says the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, but then when it says the one who swims the path of the seas is in the singular, who's the one that swims the path of the seas that isn't the fish? I think it's a picture of Leviathan parallel to the wild animals, the dreaded sea creatures. They too are under his feet. We're ruling over everything. That's a suggestion. I can't prove it, but that's a suggestion to me. And therefore, we achieve, why were we born? To praise God and to pray to God, to rule the world in his place and bring everything under his dominion. The playwright is God, the director is God, and the drama is between Christ, the protagonist, antagonist, is Christ and Satan, and the supporting cast is the church and the world. And that's the drama of the conflict, that we will rule with love as little children and bring everything under our feet. Conclusion, we're told in Hebrews, and I have it, you know how Hebrews is, that we do not yet see this done. That's what we do not yet see all things under our feet. But we see Jesus, the first fruits. And it's worth reading the Hebrews passage here. Now, it is not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little while, and he changed it just briefly here in the Greek. You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the sufferings of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. And we see Jesus who conquered death, and in that death provided salvation. What an amazing gospel. What a message we have to preach. We see Jesus, and we praise him, and we depend upon him.
These courses provide a glimpse into our academic programs. Knox students can take 1 week or semester-length courses in person at our South Florida campus, or choose to complete a degree entirely online. By bringing together academic excellence, a vibrant community of learning, and flexible scheduling, Knox offers today's students timeless truth through modern convenience. For more information about earning credit toward a master's degree, please visit our website at knoxseminary.edu.